How's it going? Good to be here.
So, through this process, you've had quite the journey, of course, in your career, but seeing the number of teams that were interested and then ultimately choosing Tampa Bay, just take us through that whole experience for you and why you're here.
Yeah, it was a whirlwind experience the last, week now almost. There was quite a few other teams that had come in and, wanted me to sign with them and stuff like that. And ultimately I chose Tampa just because I felt like it was the best fit for me, and I'm excited about what's looking at the roster and stuff like that. I'm excited where this team could go and where I'm excited to help lead this team.
How many teams wanted you to play guard versus center?
There was a couple different teams. There was kind of a mixture of stuff, but I felt my fit here was better.
To the building for the first time, met Burke and Jason. What was your first impressions of this place?
It's awesome. It's a beautiful facility. Being in Baltimore for the last 5 years, very comparable. But this building just seemed it's beautiful, and the facility, it's beautiful.
Are you taking the visit here and then went to Indy from here? It sounded like that's something you'd want to do going in, just to make sure you'd covered all your bases. But were there things that were uncertain for you, or is there anything that sealed it beyond that for the Bucks?
Yeah, coming into free agency, I'd never gotten kind of recruited before, and I wanted to make sure I chose the best place for my family, and ultimately it ended up being Tampa.
You've been described as a nasty type player in the trenches. You kind of just maybe let the Tampa Bay fans know what you're all about.
Yeah, definitely. I kind of see myself as a tone setter up front, and that's the way I play the game. Some people say I kind of play the game like they did back in the 80s, and I take that as a compliment.
Inspiration from?
There's a lot of guys. Runyon, who played for Philadelphia for a lot of years, and watching him and being with Juan Castillo for my first 4 years of my career, he always would go to him, and he played that nasty type of game, and that's kind of where I started my basis on how I wanted to play.
You've been a part-time starter up until this past season. Really took things to another level this past year. Is there something you'd point to for why you were able to play it at a higher level and then have a full season as well as you did?
There's a lot of different things that go into that. And, this last year I really came into camp in the best shape of my life. And I think that played a big part in it. And I'm looking forward to stacking on top of that.
Your style of play, you've had to fight for everything in this league, like a lot of guys, but you weren't a first-round pick, you weren't a high-draft guy. I've heard stories about almost from the first training camp practice, you and Pilate Agata. Talk about just sort of, those moments have somehow defined you in good ways.
Yeah, definitely. The story with Helody, first day of training camp, I just went in and, it's one of those things you pick the fight with the biggest, baddest guy on the team, and you go with it. And I think I get that style from my college coach. I was an undersized guy going into college, 230 pounds my freshman year of college, and ended up having to start playing tackle at that weight. And, the only way I could survive is to play nasty and play physical and play through the whistle. And, that's definitely where I kind of got that style from.
Are there specific things you talked about like in the fit here, but are there things you like or are most encouraged about the team you're joining here in Tampa?
Definitely. It's a young team with a lot of talent, a lot of young talent that what I've seen, just signed back Mike Evans, who, is a playmaker. And, it was just exciting. It looking at the offensive side of the ball, I feel like we could be a dangerous team.
To talk to or meet any of your new teammates yet?
Actually, I went to dinner with Allie and Donovan on my trip, and they seem like great guys, and they're on board with turning this thing around. So,
Allie had played center last year, and now he's going to move back to guard. You said you had dinner with him. How is he okay with that?
Oh yeah, he didn't get brought up or anything. It seemed fine, and I know Allie just from the short time I got to speak with him, he's excited to get going and start winning some games.
So obviously going to dinner with those guys is a little bit unique, but you said you had a lot of people going after you. Was there anything that the Bucks did that was unique to kind of get you to choose them over some other teams?
I mean, each team, I visited, there's different things, and there wasn't anything in particular that, you know, with the recruiting and stuff like that, that caught my mind, you know, like I was saying, looking at the roster and figuring the best spot for me with a young team and, you know, getting back on track and winning games.
You were cut by the Ravens and were on their practice squad, and there was a time I read a story, I think, where you're diagnosed with sleep apnea. How did that change your life, or just how you're able to function?
Yeah, that was in a couple articles I did, it changed my life. It might have saved my life. I don't know. Sleep apnea is a very dangerous thing for people to deal with. And yeah, when my second year going into camp, I didn't know I had it at that time, and my body was just falling apart. I was just a constant bruise. I wasn't healing. I went from about 315 pounds to 290 in about 2 weeks. And I didn't know what was going on. And after I got diagnosed with it and started my therapy, you know, my body came back, and, you know, it was, you know, life changing for me to get diagnosed with it.
I think a lot of guys probably suffer from that. You know, I mean, it is in society alone, right?
Yeah, definitely. I know, it's in my family pretty rampant, and it, you know, it's such an easy thing to go get tested for. And, you know, a lot of times you don't have to, do an in-house test anymore. They can give you an at-home test, and you know, you put a couple little wires on, and you just go to sleep, and you take it in the next day, and they'll let you know if you have it or not.
How long did it take you for you to start feeling better, like once you began your treatment with that?
Really, after my first night when I used it, I didn't sleep very good. Having a mask on my face was kind of it was weird. But after the second night, is really, I felt it almost instantly. My mentality was better. My energy was better. But to get back to where, you know, I was, you know, football wise, it took about 2-3 weeks for me to really start feeling better again and get my strength back.
Your impressions of this franchise from Baltimore when you were up there playing, and was there questions that you had when you came in that you wanted to address?
I mean, not a ton of questions. You know, I've watching football throughout, you know, my whole life and stuff, and watching Tampa Bay earlier on in my life when, you know, came in and with Gruden and everything like that. So I didn't have a ton of questions, and I, you know, just kind of knowing the history of the league and stuff was big for me.
Do you take time to reflect when you sign as a free agent? You're going someplace else about where you've come from, you know, in this league to make it to this stage.
I mean, definitely you can't forget where you've been, because. You know, a great player that I talked to, he kind of said that, he goes, I asked him one time, like, why do you play the way you play? And he talked to me. He goes, when you came from where I've come from, you know, in a bad situation, and you get to where you're at, you never want to go back to that bad situation. So that's kind of how I see myself reflecting on, you know, my earlier career.
So when you still see yourself as that guy, does that fuel you? Like, you know, I'm the guy that no one believed could do this.
Definitely. I've played with a chip on my shoulder my entire career, you know, D2 guy, you know, late round draft pick and stuff like that. You can't lose that chip on your shoulder. Once you get comfortable, that's when things start to regress.
Does that give you also more motivation? Like when you see so many teams now, they're putting their best rushers inside. Like, I know Buffalo, they've got like their NASCAR package, like, you know, the AA gap blitz is becoming more and more prevalent in the league and stuff. Does that kind of, you know, up the ante a little bit for you, because it's like there's more, a little bit more pressure on you on the inside?
I mean, I wouldn't say there's a ton more pressure. You know, they, you know, with Pittsburgh, they did that a lot this last year, a lot of AA, Cincinnati. So it's one of those things that I've seen a lot. But, yeah, you know, putting those quicker, faster guys in there, you know, who get paid the big bucks to rush the passer, I mean, it presents a different challenge for sure.
I guess you'll get close to your quarterback and Jameis Winston at some point, right?
No, definitely.
Anything else? Okay, thanks.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.